Welcome to We the People. The serious charges of sexual abuse against Asaram Bapu, who boasts an 8,000 crore empire and claims to have millions of followers, has reopened a public debate around the place that godmen and godwomen occupy in our larger imagination. This is not the first time that a man who positions himself as holy and often has the trust of millions of people has found himself on the wrong side of the law. Also, the recent murder of rationalist activist Narendra Dabholkar in Pune has led to the passing of an anti-superstition legislation, anti-black magic legislation, or rather ordinance in Maharashtra. But can you legislate faith? Can you ever convince people who lay their trust in men and women they believe to be holy that the person who occupies such an exalted position in their belief is actually at fault? On We the People today, looking at the cult of godmen and asking whether it is possible for them to flourish without political patronage. Let me start with a Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev. At least you're being a sport and you're laughing. And you're laughing, I think, because you're one of the few people who I saw taking a categorical position against Asaram Bapu. And your statement actually said that he should be treated as somebody who's been charged with an offense. And his inane statements needn't be confused with those who regard him as a spiritual figure. But the fact of the matter is, Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, as somebody who also has millions of followers, how do you explain this to the millions of followers of Asaram Bapu when Asaram Bapu himself is crying political conspiracy?
See, there is no special law for a spiritual person. He has to pay his taxes, he has to have a driving license to drive, and if he commits a crime, there is a law. I don't see why it should be made out special. When Ajmal Kasab also goes through the due process of law, he should also go through that. I do not know, I've been out of the country for the last, literally without cell phones or email or anything for the last 27 days, so I do not know exactly what is the nature of the case. But one thing I have known from my personal experience is, being a public figure in India is not easy.
Yes.
Every day somebody is coming up with a strange accusation against you, things that you've never thought of. People are saying you did it. I will tell you, about 20 years ago, a few magazines wrote that I mesmerize people, steal their kidneys and export it to America, okay?
And do
it
you?
It may sound ridiculous.
And do you? I have to ask.
Okay. A journalist…
I have to ask.
A journalist came to me
yes.
to ask this question, is it true that you're mesmerizing people, stealing their kidneys and exporting it to America? I thought it's way beyond beneath my dignity even to say no to that.
Hmm.
So I said, I'm not even getting enough for my breakfast. Hmm. Where is the question of export?
Hmm. But would you accept that there are men who position themselves as holy, as gurus, who are duping people, who are exploiting people's naive belief in them? I take your point. As public people, there are allegations, they have to be put through the due process of law. Fair enough, whether it's anybody. But equally, you can't have special treatment because you're somebody's guruji.
Definitely not. And nobody gets special treatment, believe me. You get the worst treatment simply because you're known among people. Hmm. And about this, whatever, Asaram, I'm sorry, I do not know the essentials of the case.
Sure.
I know only
yeah.
what I saw on the television. To my mind, it doesn't make sense for a man who's over 70 years of age to pounce on a 16-year-old
But it happens
girl.
All the time in our country, sir. It happens all the time in our country.
It doesn't make sense to me, okay.
But you believe he should be tried by law, no special treatment.
No.
And you even call some of his comments archaic. Because because his son, for example, has called the girl mentally unstable, which is in very, very poor taste. Would you concede that there is this cult that protects godmen?
There is really no discussion about whether he should be tried under the law or not. That is a given thing.
You know, I wish what you were saying is true, because the fact is the political patronage tends to unite to protect godmen. In this case, for example, there are media reports that suggest that Asaram Bapu was the state guest of 7 different state governments, both Congress and BJP, over the last couple of years. There are allegations, Renuka, against the Congress also, that there was a reluctance on behalf of the Rajasthan Chief Minister, that the Rajasthan police, initially after putting out a lookout notice, going to question Asaram Bapu, actually gave him a very long rope that would not have been given to an ordinary person. So when Sadhguru says that, oh, there are the same laws, people don't believe that.
Law is black and white, but the interpretation is grey. To arrest a man like Asaram Bapu overnight would provoke a law and order situation when he's surrounded by millions of his people. It was not the government's deliberate delay in doing it. It was laying the trap for him to walk into it and get cornered. So that these heated emotions, you saw your media was attacked. Tomorrow then the police and the state government would be blamed, saying that you people provoked a situation.
But you're
and
not answering my basic
there
question.
Is no
the
question
linkages between politicians and governments, the fact that many politicians themselves are believers. We've had in the past a Chandraswamy who was so closely associated with the Congress former Prime Minister Narasimha Rao. Now, I'm not saying politicians are not individuals, they're not entitled to their beliefs. But the fact of the matter is that the moment you have that kind of political patronage, it becomes very difficult for the rule of law to take its course.
Balka. What you have to understand is, number one, you can't assume that every spiritual guide or leader is a corrupt person.
But right? Chandraswamy also faced serious charges.
Let him face them. No one's preventing it. Who are we to give a certificate to someone saying that he's pure as driven snow or not? But spiritual guides are someone that's there in every community. It's not just godmen amongst the Hindus. You have spiritual guides in your churches. You have them in your gurudwaras. You have them in the masjids. The politics of religion has always been earlier than the politics of democracy.
But I
that
think that's what.
Having said that, I may believe in an individual for completely different reasons. And if my God has feet of clay, if you want to see him as God and he has feet of clay, I don't think any person in their right mind or with a sensibility would forgive or say that they need to be saved.
Actually, that's not true. What happens is when you believe in somebody, you're just not willing to believe the worst about
them. That's all right.
So it's a very polarizing subject.
No,
we've seen it happen
time
in the past.
It's disbelief. It is because your own sensibility has been
exactly.
violated. But that doesn't mean that you will abdicate your responsibility in society and say, I will protect this man even if he's a rapist.
Okay, Pinky Anand, that's what's happening in the BJP. There are the party has taken one position saying, why doesn't the Congress act? The Congress is accountable. But individual leaders from Uma Bharti to Subramaniam Swamy have been going on defending Asaram Babu.
Look, individual people, when they make statements which are outside the party line, I don't think the party can be foisted with those statements. I mean, people are making it in their own belief and whatever.
But you have a Madhya Pradesh chief minister who's defending Asaram Babu openly. And when his ashram is in Indore, doesn't that raise an automatic question?
Rajnath ji and Modi ji have made it extremely clear that the party line is to take whatever action that can be taken.
But why
under
transfer
law?
The responsibility back on the Congress? The impression seems to be that neither party was very keen to act against
it. The point is the incident. As far as that is concerned, the incident is initiated from Rajasthan. That is where the situation did arise from. So therefore, obviously, you talk about Rajasthan.
Okay. Agar Raza, you wanted to come in there briefly and then I want to go back to Sadhguru and then
it's a irresponsible statement as far as I'm concerned, because if somebody is saying that Uma Bharti can get away by defending and no action is there from the party, then it is party line.
But
if
is Congress, it the Congress
if some Congress leader is going to say something to defend a rapist, and party
but
doesn't take an action against that.
But then the argument is,
you
know,
then you can get away by just saying that our party line is something different. We let our party members do whatever they are doing.
Not at all. No. It has been made clear that nobody will take any statement outside the party line. Umaji's statement came much
before. They cannot get away with now these power centers in the country which have been created during this 60 years.
Yeah.
These power centers wield enormous amount of money, capture the minds of the people, lay people in the country, against the constitution.
My question to you is, how do you stop people from believing? That's the point Renuka also raises, that how do you stop people from believing?
I don't know. These are shops. These are like myth manufacturing.
Can I just take this quickly to Sadhguru Jaggi Vasu for one moment? Some would say an unusual godman. I'm using the word in quotes. you've also been seen in the kind of clothes that we wear, hurling a frisbee. You're not always in saintly robes. You enjoy your life. You drive an SUV. You play golf. Do you see yourself as a godman?
See, there are certain cultures which believe God made man.
Yes.
This is a culture where we clearly know God is our making. When we have found ways to access creation in many different ways, those tools that we use to access creation, we refer to them as devas or gods.
Mm.
We never said there's one man sitting up there and doing all this stuff for you, and you are his stooge or his son or his messenger. This never occurred to us. We said, yes, we made it up. There are great examples. Ramanujam is there. He says, all my theorems, which are, you know, absolutely fabulous, came to me from my Nama Devi. She's a goddess for me. Only through her, I access everything. People acknowledge that his theorems are fantastic, but they don't want to acknowledge the goddess. So, Ramanujam is a God-man because he lives with his goddess and that becomes his excess point.
So, are you a God-man?
In that context,
are
definitely
you a
God-man? In that context only. But when you say God-man, today this God-man word was coined essentially by outside forces, all right? In India, we never called anybody a God-man. We say called somebody a Bhagwan. That means one who is under the grace of the divine.
Okay. Pavan Varma, you have written, for example, that the need to believe in human beings being under the grace of, whether you call it a force or God or a higher power or a mystical power, is something that rationalists would debunk but most Indians would believe in. Therefore, the question arises that when somebody is a con man, when somebody is a fraud man, what happens then?
You know, Balka, religion and power go together, traditionally.
Political power.
Political power. What has happened in recent times is a great number of people have moved away from the security of known coordinates, such as, for instance, the joint family.
Yeah.
They have moved to the anonymous sprawl of urban areas, atomic families. And there is great yearning and search in new environments for some kind of certitude or assurance.
Yes.
People who offer that to you, they are offering it to you in inverse proportion to your actual knowledge of either philosophy, spiritualism or religion.
Yeah.
Because you are cut off, you are adrift from
roots. So it's a kind of lonely response
of
society.
So therefore, two things happen, Barkha.
Yeah.
First, the attraction and power of Godmen, their catchment area as it were, has become huge. And there are people who are willing to become fodder for their cannons.
Yes.
Secondly, when they acquire power of this magnitude, obviously, they become important for political parties should they wish to use religion as part of politics.
But then isn't the rage of political parties selective? In this case, your party, the JDU, has taken a very strong position against Asaram Bapu. That may not happen with somebody else.
No. When I say this, that this is the emergence of so-called Godmen and the environment that actually enables them to acquire power, what is happening is that we cannot tar with the same brush everyone.
How do we decide?
Now, therefore, if, for instance, there is a saint against whom there are no charges, for instance, who is preaching harmony, peace and metaphysics and the ability to reach the ultimate, why shouldn't you say that these kind of people have a role in society? But if there is a case for political reasons to delay it or for other reasons to not see that justice is done, is wrong. That is why the JDU has condemned very strongly. Mr. Sharad Yadav spoke in parliament and outside, saying that if there is an allegation, there must be circumstances in which it is probed fully, because there have been previous occasions when such allegations.
But you know, the fact of the matter is, Pavan, that there are many people, and let's take a Satya Sai Baba for example, who have enjoyed mass support, but equally you have had rationalists questioning what his believers have considered to be miracles. So whether it is the producing of the vibhuti or the taking out the gold chain from thin air, there have been Hariharan rationalists, Gohar Raza will weigh in on that, who have said these are not miracles, these are simply tricks, this is an illusion. Do you believe that a human being is capable of delivering a miracle?
I think we are all born with different kinds of energy. Some people have spiritual energy.
But can they produce chains out of thin air?
I wouldn't.
Or rasgulla.
Or rasgulla.
No, these two rings.
I don't mind a couple of rasgullas.
These two rings were given to me by Baba.
Yeah.
After one. Hmm. But what I liked about Baba was, number one, my mother has been his, devotee for the last 50 years. And then I used to read about his life and things like that. Hmm. And I got attracted to his philosophy and the way he talked. And I met him. Believe you me, I felt very good. That's
it's
how
just
I,
a feeling.
How I react.
But did you ever pause and think that those rings on your fingers? I don't at all mean to disrespect your belief, but I'm asking a question. I've seen any number of rationalists who've been on this show, and they have hidden a chain under their sleeve, and they've managed to procure it in just the way that a holy man may produce it out of thin air. Sure. Did you ever consider that, or was it a miracle? For
it
you?
Doesn't. It doesn't matter to me. It's not about him producing a chain or a ring which attracted me to him.
Yeah.
It was his philosophies, his plain way of saying how he lived life, what is his life all about. And there was something very positive about his energy.
You see, to reject that which you don't comprehend is a sign of mental conservatism.
But should you
there
question
so
it? Should there be more
world?
Skepticism, no, a healthy
therefore,
skepticism?
Therefore, because you have one case of a particular Godman who is facing a very repugnant charge and needs to be fully investigated, it does not mean that we debunk all possibilities of individuals having higher spiritual energy.
Okay, Renuka, you wanted to come in there and then catch me.
I just wanted to tell you, I was very familiar with Baba because an uncle of mine used to insist on coming and I had to be the driver to take him there and bring him back. And so I resentfully went. I'm sorry to say I'm not a fan of Baba or impressed by him as a godman. But yes, as a citizen, I was very impressed that he actually gave water to Anantapur, that he built a hospital where thousands of poor people
so
went
you separated
and
that,
had the best access
so
to
you
their
separated
free
that social
care.
Work from his
yes. And if he is considered God by those people and has been an emotional anchor, then so be it.
Yeah. A person who is saying that I am capable of performing miracles is basically doing tricks. And a person, devotee, who is well-bred and well-educated, is saying, I don't have a problem with this philosophy. There is a problem.
Why?
There is a definite problem.
Why should there be a problem?
It's not that.
Just a moment. Let me complete. Let me complete. Because he has been caught on Doordarshan camera slipping something out of his box.
So what? We are not questioning his magician tricks.
And then you say that he is a godman. And you don't have any problem.
Okay, can we? Okay, how do you?
The word godman didn't come at all.
This
I'm talking about
Baba
his philosophy.
Is amassing money, cheating people.
He's not
and
cheating
then
people.
He builds university.
No, he's
and
not cheating.
I don't have a problem.
At least he's building a university.
1 minute. Go ahead. 1 minute. You made your point.
Let me complete one sentence.
Then I'm planning to switch professions.
You're planning to switch professions and become what?
Mata.
Of course.
Why? Yes. How am I disqualified?
Your Mata Renuka.
No, I'll take some other name.
But first, where will you find the energy from?
I have so much of it.
Okay, more seriously.
What I would say is, I wouldn't say that aapne jo bataya ki cheating. Yes. I don't say he cheated anybody. He got donations from people and he's
doing what?
Spent all that. Maybe they were attracted to him.
Okay, can we
not because of miracles? No,
giving you.
I think this debate will lead nowhere. There are people who believe in it and others who do not. Yeah. It's a question.
Exactly.
No, we have to look at the core, and that's a question of either mature idealism or false idealism. If you are capable of mature love, you idealize the person. You are generous about his mistakes, about his or her faults, and there is it's a beauty of love. However, it makes love mature if you kind of do not lose ground about the real features.
Am I understanding you to say that you can follow somebody and still retain a degree of healthy skepticism about
that's
them?
That's called kind of being grounded in reality. So, when it comes to unhealthy idealism, there's something else happening. I mean, it's a splitting within that person where you either see only the good, you're exaggerating the good qualities and you're denying the faults.
Okay, can I just get Mark Tully in? Here you have a conversation between a believer and a rationalist, Gaur Raza and Hariharan. Mm-hmm. It's a classic conversation that sometimes takes place, but the space for rationalists today in India, where religion is actually enmeshed with culture in many ways, is a shrinking space. And that is what we saw in the questions raised by rationalists like Narendra Dabholkar. It took his murder for this kind of legislation to come in. But Mark Tully, the question is, can you actually legislate people's faith? It doesn't matter how many charges you will level against the followers of Asaram Bapu. My view is that today those who believe in him will not accept.
I certainly don't think you can legislate for people's beliefs.
Yes.
I certainly don't think you can ban people from believing in Asaram Bapu or Sai Baba or anyone else.
Yes.
I also think that with great respect to you, there is a huge arrogance about rationalists. They seem to think that reason is the be-all and end-all of everything, the ultimate way of perception, and that something which has been with people for centuries and centuries is nonsense, irrelevant,
but when
rubbish.
You see a Swami Nityanand go to jail, when you see an Asaram Bapu, when you see a Chandraswami, when you see even a Satya Sai Baba, there were allegations leveled against
you
what do you do?
When you see Mother Teresa, when you see gurus that I know one very well from Swami Vedbhati. Mm. I've been actually to where Baba Ram Dev has his huge yoga center. Mm. Now you can ask many questions about Baba Ram Dev, but I can tell you that the people I saw there, in their thousands, they were not actually the sort of people that Pavan is talking about. This time they were a collection of people from Himachal. There were people like postmasters, schoolmasters, those sort of people.
But Gaur would say, is that a good thing?
Well, as far as these people were concerned, it was a good thing to them. It was having a positive impact on their life.
Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, why are so many Babas or gurus or whatever you want to call them, fixated with politics. Even someone like Baba Ramdev, in a sense, embraced politics. Why? Chandra Swami embraced politics. There was Dhirendra Brahmachari back in the day in Indira Gandhi. Vote banks.
Some of them have been associated with politics. Some politicians have misused Babas.
Yes.
As you say, there was the famous Swami who was close to Indira Gandhi and also to Narasimha Rao. But this does not mean that they're all like that, nor does it mean that people who are followers of Godmen are illiterate, stupid, believers in magical superstition only.
Okay, Sadhguru.
Nor are they lonely nuclear families in cities, okay? This has been so for thousands of years. We need to understand this. Logic and rational either can be very rudimentary rational or the same rational can be raised to different levels. When we discuss people like this and simply blatantly say these are cheats and rogues and whatever, I want you to know that journalists have gone to prison, doctors have gone to
exactly.
prison, engineers
yes.
have gone to prison, fortunately even ministers have gone to prison recently. And also…
You better become a mata soon, Renuka, then you can avoid it.
And
I haven't done anything to go to prison as yet.
And unfortunately, the spiritual spectrum also has been infected by this.
Yes.
So this is not a spiritual problem or a so-called Godman problem, this is a corruption problem in the nation. As a whole, every aspect
Katharina,
of life…
you disagree, why?
The relationship to disciples is not an equal relationship. You can call it an extended parent-child relationship.
I will come to that.
So
okay.
you have a special power and thus it is a difference.
And therefore you're not treated as any other citizen is what
see,
you're
now,
saying.
See now, it is not an exception, it's become a norm. If you go to your politician, you're expecting him to be corrupt, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
You go to your policeman, you're expecting him to be corrupt. But suppose you go to your doctor, because you're placing your life in his
yes.
hands, you're not expecting him to be
yes.
corrupt. When that happens, you feel very deceived. But in case of a guru, this deception is much, much, much higher.
Yeah.
Because… No, let's not…
No, Gaur, you're saying what?
I'm saying if you go to a guru, now you expect him to be a rapist.
No, that's…
This is,
no, that's a very…
It's extremely rampant in
firstly,
the society.
Firstly, Asaram Babu, just to be
it
technically
is,
correct,
not
charged
extremely
with sexual
rampant.
Abuse, not rape. But I see the larger point that your skepticism is raising, but
because
isn't your skepticism
probably.
Failing to understand how people feel, think and believe?
The so-called rationalists are most irrational because this is a kangaroo court.
Yeah.
You don't believe in the due process of law. Somebody has been accused.
Yes.
Let him prove himself innocent or let him be proved guilty.
There are also other people in the past who have leveled charges against this particular Godman, Asaram Babu. And we have here with us Shanti Vaghela. And Shanti Vaghela's son and his nephew, two children of 10 and 11 years old, and they were found mysteriously dead, their bodies
yes.
near Asaram yes. Bapu's ashram. Shanti bhai, I will ask you to ask that your child and your nephew, two cousins, were children, why did you tell them to Asaram Bapu's ashram before? Why did you tell them to
Asaram and his sahyogi and Bhajap ke bhi pravakta hai, achhe achhe bhasan dete hai, aur kis tarah इस मामले को
नहीं राजनीति छोड़िए पहले आप इन लोगों को बताइए आपका जो लड़का था वो वहां क्या कर रहा था आश्रम
मेरा लड़का आश्रम में गुरुकुल में पढ़ने के लिए मैंने भेजा था और एक ही महीने के बाद में मैं अमावस का दिन उस बच्चे को मिलने के लिए मैं गया था सुबह में 11 बजे तक मैं 2:30 बजे तक वहां रुका था बच्चे के साथ सारी बातों की थी बाद में मेरे बच्चे ने मेरे साथ कोई चीज भी मंगवाई
फिर आपको आपने बॉडी पाई अपने बच्चे
तीन दिन के बाद मैंने मेरे बच्चे की बॉडी पाई
और एक कमीशन ऑफ इंक्वायरी भी हुई है उसकी रिपोर्ट अभी सबमिट हुई है
हां इस केस को रफे दफे करने के लिए अपने सीएम मोदी साहब ने अभी पूरे हिंदुस्तान में अपने जो बता रहे
थिंक यू वांट टू कम इन देयर
नो नो व्हाट इज द पॉइंट ऑफ दिस एक्सरसाइज यू नो अल्टीमेटली यू कांट पुट द ब्लेम गेम एंड पुट इन समबडीज हेड अल्टीमेटली एज यू नो अदर्स आर आल्सो सेइंग द ड्यू प्रोसेस ऑफ लॉ हैज टू हैपन देयर इज एन एलिगेशन देयर इज एन एफआईआर फॉर एग्जांपल इन द प्रेजेंट केस इन द अदर केस there must be something but it has to undergo its own process you can't just convict anybody and say hang them till they are dead whether it's a godman or a non godman
I raised the incident to say that there has been a previous charge leveled
no,
as well and therefore there's a history
no,
here with this man
that, if against a particular person there are five charges none of which stand proved till date I'm sorry at least between my real skin as a lawyer I can't understand what this is about charges doesn't mean a person is guilty there is a commission of inquiry it has a report is that indicting him if
okay.
it is so I mean I guess it'll go ahead
Okay, let's take a question.
Guru, I have a question for you.
you had a comparison of various professions to a guru. Professionals have a specific task at hand. A shishya, when he goes to a guru, he places his life in his hands. That is the belief he has in him. How does this equate?
When you go to your doctor, also you're placing your life in his hands. Okay. And you expect a certain level of integrity from a doctor.
Yeah.
Because your life is in his hands. Similarly with a guru, in a different way, you're placing your life in his hands. For example, ourselves, Isha Foundation, to maintain a certain level of integrity, I am extraordinarily cruel with people around me just to establish a certain level of integrity from small things to big things.
Yeah.
And this is how spiritual movements have earned their trust over a period of time. In between, somebody comes and misuses that, this does not mean you debunk the whole thing. First of all, it's an absolute insult to millions of people. Don't think they're all stupid people, highly educated people, academics, scientists, all kinds of people are with us. You think they're all idiots.
Pavan, how do you negotiate someone's belief? I think that's what we're back to. Even Shanti Vaghela sent his sons to study at Asaram Bapu's ashram. In the beginning, he placed that faith.
Balka, all religion.
He associated with.
It was a value system.
It was a value system.
But that means he bought into that narrative. He believed it to be true.
All religion, and I say this with responsibility, is a leap of faith in something which, if you put to the ultimate test of verification, is irrelevant.
Cannot stand, yes.
This is the same thing which is happening with government, of which some of them are charlatans. That's the truth of the current fabric of India's spirituality.
But how do you distinguish between...
I don't think it's India's spirituality which should be condemned like this.
No, I'm not condemning Indian spirituality. Please understand, you're not getting the point, so I must correct you.
Don't put it under one term, India's spiritualism.
I said that is the reason why people will go to Godman, and among them, there will be some who are genuine and some who are using religion for power.
Okay, just now let's hear from a believer. Somebody who actually believes that their Guruji transformed their lives. Mr. Lamba, you are here with your wife. Aapne kaha hai ki ek bahut serious car accident tha jisme aapki wife and aapki betiya car mein thi. And because she was carrying a photograph of her Guruji, wo log bach gaye. Aap kyun mante hai ki ek Guruji ki wajah se man bach
gaye? Actually, before going to my present Guruji, who is no more, because he has taken Mahasamadhi in 2007. I was also led away by various sadhus, pandits, tantrics, and I had spent a lot of money for some of my family problems. But once I met my present Guruji...
You felt he was different.
When I went to him and I just bent down and wanted to say something, he said, "Oh, Mr. Lamba, aap itne saal ke baad aayo." I was surprised because he remembered my name.
But let me ask you about this accident.
Actually, jo Guruji ko hum mante hain, wo wahan par ye hai ki koi aapko kuch chadhana nahi hai, koi kuch nahi karna. Ek peace of mind hai. And jab Guruji physical form mein the, to jo agar public jaati thi, 300, 350 log, usme politicians bhi the, sab kuch sab aate the. Aur abhi wahan par line lagi hai, unka koi media prachar nahi hai, kuch nahi hai.
Sir, main aapse puchna chahungi, jo accident jisme aap aur aapki बेटिया थी, आपको क्यों लगता है कि आपकी गुरुजी ने आपको बचाया?
Faith, that's a faith, yes.
Let me get Hariharan. This is the question that the universe is filled with randomness.
Right.
The universe is filled with randomness, and some of us want to understand it. We feel vulnerable if we can't. They believe their Guruji saved them. Gohar might believe it was an act of randomness. How do you distinguish between what Pavan calls the charlatan and the real item?
It's a gut feeling.
It's a gut experience also, because the Guruji that they are talking about, Guruji of Jalandhar,
Nirmal ji, I'm sure, Nirmal ji. Ah, Niryamod ka jo tha.
Ha ha ha, Renuka, what do you think?
And I know who they're talking about.
I have been personally witness also, where somebody who had cirrhosis of the liver came in on a stretcher, and he told him, as he used to say, that particular sentence, "Ja tera kalyan kar diya." And against, it was complete, we were there. And a miracle was wrought, he went back, his counts went, and every day would tell him, have they become so much? So what I'm saying is, what the mind does not understand, we need not dismiss entirely.
Because there's a whole field of metaphysics which is not rationalized by a lot of people. And even healing, when you say faith healing.
Because it's the mind also, it's not the mind.
I mean, a human life is not in any case rational. Human life by its own nature is a
way. Okay, I will take that to Gohar and just... Katharina is trying to say something.
Yes, I think one should not question the experience of believers. One should question the explanation. So, and I think it is important that we come back, not whether someone has certain powers or not, but that we come back to ask, why is it that there is such trust that people don't distance themselves if other facts emerge and question? So it starts with education. How do we educate our children? Are we asking them to question their parents, to question their teachers? That's part one.
Because even when other facts emerge, there seem to be allegations more than facts, Mark, isn't it? Because even someone like Hariharan, when he turns around and says that, yes, some rationalists may have said what Satya Sai Baba did with rasgullas or rings was a trick. For me, it was a miracle.
Yeah, well,
and we had in the past, for example, the Ganesh drinking milk, which someone like Gohar sought to debunk. We have had the Jesus statue in Mumbai, where water is meant to be coming out of his feet. Sanal Edamarku, for questioning it, had to be sent into exile in Helsinki.
There are in almost all religions beliefs in miraculous occurrences.
Yes.
There are thousands and millions of Catholics who have been or go and continue to go to Lourdes, for instance, to pray for healing there. Belief in miracles is a part of religion. Normal religious experience.
Hari, you wanted to come in there, then go ahead.
The Ganesha's drinking milk, it can't be staged because it happened everywhere.
Go ahead.
What would you say about that?
Go ahead. The Ganesha drinking milk.
But I don't know.
I think he said it all.
What words do you have no idea what words should I use now? After 10 years, you don't know what happened?
What happened?
And you are again saying...
What happened? According to you, what happened?
Of course, it was explained on every channel of the country.
What was
simple physics, which could explain any 10th class student, sensitized a little bit, that this is what you have read. The debate is going in a very different direction.
Okay.
This is
an
industry which has been created after 1947.
But everybody's telling you people will believe it's a printed extension of religion for that.
No, he's saying that.
I don't understand.
You're all speaking together. This is an industry
sold on television.
Yeah.
Day in and day out.
Yes.
Like any other industry. Here the product is myths, superstition, wrapped in religion. Beautiful religion.
But we have to ask, why is there a need?
The thing is that, is this product dangerous for the society or not?
Okay.
Our constitution is very clear about it. It says it is fundamental duty of every citizen of the country, and her also, she is in parliament. Fundamental duty of every citizen of country to spread scientific temper, spirit of inquiry.
Above fundamental rights. Fundamental duty is going to come before fundamental right. Fundamental rights is freedom of speech, freedom of association. It's a person's right to think. How can you challenge it? Do you require a license to run these institutions?
Okay, can I just take a question?
Let me just say one thing in answer to this. Spirit of scientific inquiry. What is the spirit of scientific inquiry? Scientists themselves don't agree
question
on
everything.
It. There are plenty
question
of
God, man.
There are plenty of scientists.
Don't wait for 8 hours. Put him in jail like any other citizen
that's
of the
country. No, how can you do that?
What I'm saying.
Put him in jail, why?
I just want
put
to
who
finish.
In jail?
If there is a red pill, put him in jail. Don't wait for 8 hours.
Right.
So that's
right.
Just
right.
Want to finish.
Okay, you're all speaking together. 1 minute, Pinky. Mark.
The 8 hours question is totally irrelevant to what I was saying. All I want to say is very simply this, that all this talk about scientificism, rationalism and all the rest of it, you talk as though every scientist never believed in God. There are
plenty of scientists
who have
God,
a profound faith in God.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think the important question raised here is, does the faith in Godmen and Godwomen lead people to do something that is destructive for them? I think that's the more important point Gohar has raised.
Can I just take some questions,
then I'll come back to the panel.
What I was trying to say, ask everybody who believes in the so-called Godmen, how do you define them as Godmen? Is their blood group different from ours? Have they been born in a different mother's womb? Are they not human? If they are teaching you something correct, Have faith, follow them, but it cannot be blind. And if Asaram Bapu says he's a God man, then why is he so afraid of the law? God will save him if he's correct. If he's correct, God will save him.
That's an important point raised there. But is there anyone here who has a different take from this? Someone who is a believer who believes that you can't explain things so simply.
At all the inquiries, all these years, Asaram, there was a, you know, money, there was a money problem, he did not pay tax, and there was another accusation of assault and all that. Again, now, can't politicians aloof themselves and not favor him?
We are not favoring
okay,
him.
Can
Nobody is.
And my name is Shantanu Jain. In Jainism, you know, there are our political, you know, our sons and our, you know, spiritual gurus who do not even wear clothes. They don't have cars. They don't have any luxuries. Whenever they have to walk, they go barefoot from state to state. We don't go for them to, you know, to grab something. We just go for mental peace. So why should we not follow them if they are giving us mental peace? Because mental peace is the only thing that humans want in today's time.
I think this is an important point. Now, Renuka, if you want to take this, I think Gohar says that the spirit of scientific inquiry means that there should be no holy cows. Even if there are holy men, there should be no holy cows, metaphorically speaking. And therefore, you should be able to question anything. The point is, what we saw with Narendra Dabholkar is that if somebody questions, because there is such a collective need to believe, there's a backlash against the people. Do we not, while we retain the freedom to practice religion, also need the freedom of the spirit of inquiry?
No one is debunking the spirit of inquiry or the need for it. Yeah. Now, I want everyone to explain. I want Mr. Gohar to explain. There's a whole study in medicine which talks about the effect of the psyche over the soma.
Yeah.
If you step back from the larger picture, we go for spiritual succor because you want to elevate your own capacity, your sixth sense which you think you will develop, and what you visualize as spiritual vision that you want. So you need a guide to take you through that pathway and to show you the direction.
Okay, support for that journey. Go take that. Here's an example of somebody who's ill. For example, you have Yuvraj Singh, the cricketer, who believes that a combination of medical science and his belief in his Babaji helped him get better. Now, the mind is an unknown terrain. The question being asked is, even if it's blind faith that helps you get past something, what's wrong with it?
I have no problem if somebody sitting here believes in certain things which give them satisfaction or whatever.
Yes.
I have no problem.
Yes.
But when it gets mixed up with money, political power, and administrative power, a lot of administrators in the country are bhakt of these gurus. And they work for them as their agent. Then there is a power. Then what is happening to Pakistan will happen to India definitely.
Never.
We are
never. Let me tell you. As an Indian, you should not even think.
And they will be responsible because they are sabotaging, in my opinion, very systematically, scientific temper or spread of scientific temper.
Let me tell you. It's because that we allow our citizens to practice fair play and fair thinking that this country has survived and will continue to be first amongst equals, Mr. Gohar. It is Pakistan who thinks that they have scientific temper and that's why they're the trouble
Okay, Sadhguru, let me ask a question in the spirit of scientific inquiry. That girl said, what makes a godman a godman? Is your blood group different?
It should be different from hers.
You never know.
But there was another question, was I born in a different womb for sure?
Yeah.
I was born in my mother's womb.
Serious question. What makes some human being?
We have to be a little more subtle about this.
Yeah.
Simply calling each other rapists and this and that is not going to make this serious.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's going to make it serious in a different way. If you wanted to be serious, let me make this clear. First of all, you do not know the distinction between what is a spiritual process and what is a religion. Religion is an organized belief system. Spiritual process comes in only when somebody is seeking to know what it is. The basis of seeking is that you have realized that you do not know, so you're seeking. If seeking is not scientific temper, what else is scientific temper? Whatever is said in the last 150 years, if you just believe that and if you think that is science, today the topmost scientists in the world clearly saying, we not only do not know, we will not know with the process that we are employing right now.
But I find what you say very interesting on separating organized religion from spirituality. Now, I have to start taking final comments. We're out of time. So, let me just take a few questions first. Yes.
My question is from Mr. Gohar. I would like to say that spirituality is the need of an hour today. Where the world is heading, it is really difficult to live in. because there's so much corruption. Their life is so fast-paced in this globalized world.
But do you believe that individuals who are holy can't be corrupt?
They can be, but again, I'm basically talking about spirituality.
You're distinguishing. Anyone here has a question?
Yeah, another thing to also understand is that when, for example, Arjun listened to Krishna, at that time Krishna didn't say, I'm a God man, listen to me. He listened to Krishna because Krishna was perhaps the guru, the teacher of sorts. Yeah. So somewhere, I don't understand who coined this term God men or God women. Yeah. Firstly, they're men and women at the end of the day. And there isn't any difference. Yes, if somebody has an extra knowledge or extra wisdom, so to say, then yes, we can give them the stature of a teacher or a guru. But that's it. Okay. Beyond that.
So you have a problem with the phrase itself. Yes.
My question is to Guruji, sir. By indulging in such acts, for godmen like Asaram, Bapu and Nityanand, are they trying to spread the teachings of God? Or are they trying to promote sexual acts amongst the youth in the name of God? Because youths also follow Guruji's.
Okay. Yes.
See, you're picking on two of the worst...
examples.
Examples. And you're trying to smear the whole thing. This is why I said...
Okay, let him answer.
In every aspect of life, there is corruption. Unfortunately, that's become the ethos of the nation right now. So if it is so in the spiritual moments also, it needs to be cleaned up, As a part of this, in the last 5 years, I tried to assimilate all the spiritual leaders as a confederation of spiritual movements and try to set some standards. But it didn't really come through the way it was supposed to come through. We're still working on it. We said at least 5 simple things that everybody must follow. These rules you cannot break.
Okay, so you're at least being candid enough in saying
this
that...
This lady raised a very pertinent question that if spirituality has to be there and if it gives satisfaction to somebody, why shouldn't it be? And somebody also said that it's need of the hour. In my opinion, if spirituality means saving the world, looking at the environment, degradation, etc., etc., I don't have any problem.
Okay,
if it's spirituality is what they experience, that because of a photograph of Guruji,
she wants spirituality to save herself.
How do you answer?
There is a problem. There is a problem.
I don't think Bhagavad is the Gohar anybody to decide what anybody should think in terms of spirituality. It is her.
Where this family has committed a mistake. I'm just trying to point out where exactly the family.
Okay, can I interject here? Take a question.
They are not blaming.
Okay, question here. Question. Renuka.
It doesn't mean the
accident was.
Renuka Gohar. One minute. What question?
Can we approach the problem from the opposite direction? Why is it that people go to these Babas and Sadhus? Basically because of two reasons. One is their religious beliefs. Second is because they are looking for some sort of a shortcut to their problems. Illness, job loss, financial situation, family problems or anything.
Very, very wrong. People who come to us are hugely successful people who are doing very well in their life.
Okay, 1 minute.
I'm talking about these Babas, those who offer this kind of a solution that there's some magic that I'll do something and all the problems will disappear. So now why can't we have a system like in US, you've got psychological care given to...
Oh, please.
Psychologists could replace the belief in spiritual gurus.
Not really, but we can start changing the attitude.
Kind of don't say American television.
Okay.
Go to guru.
Pavan.
I want to put a proposition before all this panel and all of you. You see, the problem is that, or the situation is that human beings don't live by bread alone. There is a yearning and a search for a higher fulfillment and a satisfaction. Some people help you to achieve that and faith develops. Because of that, it doesn't mean that everybody who's claiming to be able to do that can also do that. So you have to have that spirit of inquiry.
Okay, let Hari Arun come in there. Then I have to start ending now. Hari Arun.
We say, why are there followers? Why are there followers?
Yeah.
Why there is following? It's simple. An artist has got followers.
Yeah.
A political party has got followers. God men and God women have followers. Let me complete it. Why you have followers? Because the people are getting something, some knowledge,
something out of it,
some karishma.
It's just work. That's all.
It's just work.
Yes, it's worked for them. That's why millions of people are there.
All right. Last question.
if they got any spiritual power, any healing power. Let's eradicate tuberculosis, let's eradicate poverty, let's eradicate AIDS. Most important thing, mankind is facing a challenge before them. Let's use these things in a right manner. My question is, Khuda ke naam pe vishwas ko todna chhod do mere baba. Insan ka insan se rishta jod do mere baba. Apne kaalwe kaamo ko chupane ke liye safed chadrein odna chhod do baba.
I have seen people reading in the examinations, people reading answers from their books. But if you have to read a question from a book, I think your problem is memory, and we can definitely help you on that.
Okay. Mark, last thoughts as we end.
Well, I would just like to say that I think that we must not muddle up the case of Baba, Asaram Baba,
with
the general case and end up condemning all spiritual teachers and spiritual leaders simply because of the misbehavior of one or certain other ones.
Let's say 10. But out of how many? 10.
So you're saying a few bad apples everywhere.
The point raised by the young lady over there is absolutely right, that the reason that people go to spiritual leaders is because they sense within themselves an emptiness. And that emptiness is not necessarily to do with the suffering or anything like that. It is, as Pavan has rightly said, a natural feeling for millions and millions of human beings.
Okay, last question.
Okay, two very quick points. Like Baba said, that at the age of 75, he has no reason, like he will not do anything to a
60. Doesn't make sense to me, I said.
There are a lot of people, huge, a lot of examples. Hugh Hefner, IMF chief.
Right. But they're not Babas, I think.
So what? But they are very well capable of doing that. Secondly, you said that privileged, rich, well-to-do people come to you for peace, for satisfaction.
I didn't say for peace.
All right, for what? Okay, fine. So instead of...
So don't dumb down the whole thing.
I'm not talking about you.
Please do not dumb down the whole spirituality.
What's your question?
To be peaceful.
Sir, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking in a very generalized manner. Instead of telling people to come to you, I think you can get peace by helping the poor. That's what our mythology says.
Okay, Sadhguru, last words.
Right now, what you are making it out to be is that societies must be poor, there must be helpless people, and you must help them and go to heaven. That's not my idea of a India or a society. Only when people are doing well, that is when they will seek genuine spirituality, because they find everything that they have to do, they have done, and still there is an emptiness which they know has to be sought somewhere else. That is when turning inward becomes relevant. You go to the hungry and talk spirituality, I think it's vulgar. I will not do that.
So the saying goes, no, first bhojan, uske baad bhajan.
So therefore, Pavan, last word there, I've got to close now.
I agree with Mark that people will go to spiritual search, and we should not link this case with the search for spirituality.
Excellent.
Or tar everybody with the same brush. But by the same token, I believe that those who discredit this area should be punished, and punished in a manner that is a role model.
It's an ever contentious subject, Gohar. I think we have to end with safer to say that the distinction drawn between spirituality and the dogma sometimes of someone who tells you what you should do and what you shouldn't do is a very important one. But equally, I think the spirit of inquiry is also very important. I think it's also important to not generalize that point.
The spirit of inquiry is the nature of spirituality. Because they are seekers. Spiritual people are always referring to
a
seeker.
I wanted to make that all the panelists have said that there is a market for this kind of babas.
And you're calling
those
it a
babas,
market, they'll say followers.
Those babas across religion use that market. Now we have to decide as a society.
I open shop, he'll
come. Please let me come.
Renuka, last word to you. I have to end. You're saying there's a market, it's a profit industry.
Market,
that's what you're saying. Okay, Renuka.
And as a society, we let it happen.
I don't know about the market where he goes shopping. But let me tell you one thing. This glue that holds us together has a lot of these shades of grey in it. And I think tolerance and acceptance has also been defined in the Constitution.
I think those are the words to end with. Tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism, space for believers, and also space for those who don't believe.
And punishment for those who are guilty.
And punishment for those, very important, who are guilty. We leave it there. Thank you very much.